Deterrent.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll free line as we launch into another week of fun here with you tonight. It's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
All right, Allie's here, courtesy of ALP Show. We will talk about what that is here a little bit later on. Of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. There's interesting stuff to talk about tonight, as always. And, Mark, you brought in a list that apparently all started on the Sunday edition, which Allie and I are not necessarily privy to because we are not co-hosts on Sundays.
That's right.
The list is what?
Well, it's the rise of libertarianism, why the progressive media, 10 reasons why Slate, Salon, and the progressive media are afraid.
Ooh, all right. That's tantalizing. You got through two of the 10 reasons last night.
That's
right.
So, and I just think it's such a good article that I brought it back in.
Okay. I think we could do like some of those throughout the show tonight because there's some other really interesting news to get out there as well, like the update on the Ross Ulbricht case, the so-called Dread Pirate Roberts, or the man alleged to be Dread Pirate Roberts from the infamous Silk Road online anonymous Tor-based website where people can openly sell drugs, among other things, fake IDs, etc., all kinds of interesting things. Legal stuff, too, in theory, but the fun stuff's there at Silk Road. So we'll talk about what's happening with his case, and also Glenn Greenwald is back. You may recall that it wasn't too long ago that we talked about how Glenn Greenwald had left The Guardian. And, of course, The Guardian is the newspaper that he was working for in the UK when the Snowden revelations came out in the summer of 2013, and The Guardian kept him on for quite a while. We talked about last week how The Guardian was forced at the threat of violence by the people in the GCHQ, that is the British equivalent of the NSA, to destroy the Snowden files that they had, to physically destroy with like a Dremel the hard drives, and it was ridiculous. They had pictures of these people, not just the GCHQ agents, but the folks that work for the newspaper, destroying their electronic devices.
Okay, I just have a funny image of them going in with, like, you know, an axe to, like, a hard drive. Like,
that's about how, what it was like. I mean, they had maybe some slightly fancier tools than an axe, but essentially that's what they did. They deconstructed and destroyed, demolished.
But that doesn't guarantee that those files are gone.
No,
you
in
could
fact,
just
they
have
told
them copied on different hard drives.
They told the agents that they'd already sent them to the United States.
Right.
So the agents, even though they still wanted to destroy these things, knew that there were already multiple copies of them. So it was an exercise in total futility. It was an exercise in we're in control and we're going to, even though you've already beaten us intellectually, we're going to pound some hard drives with some tools and show you what's for.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So I don't know if that had anything to do with Greenwald leaving. I don't know if he was terminated. I think he just left. I think he decided he wanted more creative freedom, and he left. And I guess what happened was he had some financial backer, and the person is named, or the alleged person is named in the news story about his new website. Because what he did was he left The Guardian saying that he was going to be launching his own site. And he has since done that. The site is up. It is called The Intercept. According to Huffington Post, it's live. It's the first digital venture co-led by Glenn Greenwald. It's an online magazine edited by Greenwald and fellow journalists Laura Poitras and Jeremy Scahill, and backed by billionaire Pierre Almodóvar. Made its much-anticipated debut early this morning. His first article, written by Greenwald and Scahill, looks at the NSA's role in the U.S. drone strike program. And I do have that piece pulled up, which, of course, is based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. And apparently is one of the multiple sites being created by First Look Media, the Almodóvar-funded organization providing the cash for Greenwald and his colleagues. Now, this guy, Pierre Almodóvar, the billionaire who's behind this website, I have to say that for $1 billion, the site doesn't really look like $1 billion.
Well, they're working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it. It's new. I mean, it essentially looks like a WordPress site, and that's fine. There's nothing
just
wrong.
Just not $1 billion.
Right, there's nothing wrong with that. I guess I expected a little bit more from a launch. I mean, essentially, they've launched with, like, 2 stories and not much else on the site. Plus, the website it's called The Intercept, but it's actually a portion of another website, which is called firstlook.org. And firstlook.org, when you go there, so it's firstlook.org/The Intercept. Mm-hmm. To me, that seems, I don't know,
kind of clunky.
Amateur. Firstlook.org, when you go there, it shows you that there's like an intro video, and then they talk about the sites that they have available from First Look Media, which is this new news organization created by the billionaire that in question here, Pierre Omidyar. And there's nothing else at this moment. So everything else is supposedly to come. All they have on the site is The Intercept. They say they're going to be covering national security, entertainment, sports, you know, everything, basically. So I guess we'll wait and see on that. But nonetheless, it's good news that Glenn Greenwald is back. He's reporting. And I do have his first story here.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, no matter what the website looks like, it's got Glenn Greenwald.
That's right.
Who's, at this point, my all-time favorite investigative reporter. You know, I mean, this guy's really done some great stuff.
I've heard Scahill's name, too, but it's not coming to me what he's worked on before. I feel like we've talked about him, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, from firstlook.org/The Intercept, the National Security Agency is using complex analysis of electronic surveillance rather than human intelligence as the primary method to locate targets for lethal drone strikes. Yes, that's right. They're using computer algorithms to determine where to bomb real live people.
Oh, God! Why am I laughing at this?
It's just ridiculous.
It's Skynet!
Yeah, the unreliable tactic that results in the deaths of innocent or unidentified people. According to a former drone operator for the military's Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, who worked with the NSA, the agency often identifies targets based on controversial metadata analysis and cell phone tracking technologies. Rather than confirming a target's identity with operatives or informants on the ground, the CIA or U.S. military then orders a strike based on the activity and location of the mobile phone that a person is believed to be using.
Wow, that is crazy, because I thought that he was just implying that they were using this to vet out possible suspects, that they would then use their intelligence to, you know, vet and then decide.
Not.
But no, they're going and deciding through the technology who they will go ahead and bomb, and then they'll just use their cell phone service to determine where they are.
The drone operator who agreed to discuss the top secret programs on the condition of anonymity was a member of JSOC's High Value Targeting Task Force, which is charged with identifying, capturing, or killing terrorist suspects in Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. His account's bolstered by top secret NSA documents previously provided by Edward Snowden. It is also supported by a former drone sensor operator with the U.S. Air Force, Brandon Bryant, who has become an outspoken critic of the lethal operations in which he was directly involved in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Yemen. So essentially they're saying this is corroborated by 3 separate people who were involved to some extent.
You know, it's funny how you can be involved in something, you know, be there for days or months, maybe even years, and then at some point or another, what didn't bother your conscience before begins to bother your conscience later. This has happened to me in the past, and it's like, huh, how in the world could I allow that? But I did.
In the moment, you let it go, but then later on, you regret it?
I didn't think about it in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't think this guy probably joined up at 18 or 19 years old and flew these remote control airplanes from halfway around the world, killing people.
And at some point, he might have been kept up at night thinking about that.
And you know, there's collateral damage. We've read stories where they have video of what they're hitting. They know that they've just blown up children. They can see it. There's all kinds of documentation about how many kids they've blown up. And no one will deny this. Even the most ardent statists will say the terrorists use children. They hide behind their children. children. Of course we've got to blow up their dirty little terrorist kids to get to them. If they wouldn't hide behind their kids, we wouldn't have to kill their children. I mean, that's the best argument they've got. And at some point or another, I guess he just came to the conclusion that this is completely unacceptable, to kill innocent people.
We'll come back with more. There is more to the story here in moments about how the NSA is using technology and apparently no human confirmations to target and launch drone strikes against people who may not have actually deserved it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control at 855-450-FREE.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Their archives. We've got them. You can just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. All for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Those other talk shows, most of them, the big names, want to charge you big money, $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their websites. Ours is free. Just go and enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com. Now, the next best thing to free is paying 0% above cost. And that's what you can do at BitcoinStore.com. Here's the catch. You have to have Bitcoins. They will not accept your credit cards. They won't accept money orders. They won't accept checks. They won't accept cash.
If you think you're going to go there and use those things, you're just going to be completely confused the whole time.
You have to have Bitcoins. So when you're ready to turn your Bitcoins into real-life consumer electronics items, over 500,000 of them are available for you right now, ready for immediate shipment at BitcoinStore.com. And again, it's 0% markup over their wholesale cost at BitcoinStore.com. So if you're looking to buy something consumer electronic related, this is definitely the place to go. And the government can't track what you buy from BitcoinStore.com because they don't care who you are. All they care about is whether the transaction goes through. And with Bitcoin, it always goes through. So go to BitcoinStore.com and get your Bitcoin shopping taken care of. All right, so we're continuing here. Glenn Greenwald is back. He is now blogging and reporting at a website called The Intercept, which is actually a portion of a larger website, or what is intended to be a larger website, called firstlook.org. And one of our producers, Syphase, has informed me that apparently the billionaire funding guy behind this new venture with Glenn Greenwald is apparently the original founder of eBay.
Oh, yeah, I'd heard that.
Pierre Omidyar. So very interesting. Anyway, that's what's going on here. We're sharing with you the story, their first headline story at firstlook.org/The Intercept by Glenn Greenwald and Jeremy Scahill about the NSA apparently using data. They're basically mining metadata to determine phone location info, to determine where to send drone strikes.
Yeah, what unaccountable individual could possibly come up with the – only an unaccountable individual could possibly come up with the idea that, hey, you know what we should do? We should come up with a computer program, an algorithm that predicts where the next terrorist is going to be, and then bomb that location without any human checking before we bomb.
How could that go wrong?
Right. I mean, do you think that the reason why there's not more people upset about this is because it's not happening here yet? I mean, I don't see any reason why they couldn't do the same thing here.
You mean drone strikes?
Doing drone strikes based on just a computer algorithm.
They would have a tougher time here because then they would have to come up with excuses a lot more. There'd be a lot more accountability placed on them. The media would be asking more questions, I think, in this case. And you are going to see more drones. I mean,
right,
drones are coming.
If you blow up some hut somewhere in Pakistan, and then you say that hut was full of terrorists, even the 2-year-olds. There's just not the accountability that there would be if you blew up, a 3-3-2 split plan ranch in Poughkeepsie. It doesn't have the same play. But these are still people living their lives, none of whom have been convicted for any kind of crime.
Many have not been accused.
Yeah, and here's what I'm worried about is if what this says is true, and I find it hard to believe. What happens when the equivalent of when a terrorist makes a call or whatever, because this is done through cell phone data, from the equivalent of a mall or a large marketplace in Afghanistan or Pakistan, and then the drone goes and drops a hellfire on that. Now that is going to get headlines. Now I understand collateral damage. Hundreds of innocent people have been killed by drone strikes up to this point, and for some reason no one cares. But when you blow up hundreds at once, I think that might catch someone's attention. Maybe. Maybe Americans have their heads so far up their butts worrying about unemployment benefits or whatever.
Or the football game. I mean, some people don't even know who Edward Snowden is.
Yeah.
So if they don't know who Edward Snowden is, they probably aren't tapped into any level of international headlines.
Can we give people in America a break since the main sources of media, or at least the mainstream, they're not really reporting on these weddings or funerals or, you know, just harmless get-togethers where there's been drone strikes and innocent people have died and children have died. Is it just that they're not hearing about it, or is it that they're just conveniently ignoring it?
I don't know. Well, we couldn't answer, right, because there's so many different types of people. I mean, some people are probably conveniently ignoring it. Others are probably not hearing about it. Some people are hearing about it, but they don't care because they dismiss people outside of America as less than them. They're ethnocentrists. Let me go on with the story.
I don't blame people for not going out of their way to hear about things that might make you feel really terrible.
No, I don't blame anybody who says, you know what, the news is all bad. I don't want to listen to it. I don't blame anybody for that.
But at the same time, I feel like part of what guides these actions is whether or not they think there's going to be outrage, right? So the reason they don't do this in the United States is probably because they know people would get really upset.
Right.
They have no other reason not to.
You're more likely to target someone whose friend or family member will be directly in the area and able to communicate with you about how upset they are about it. Whereas if there are neighbors in Afghanistan where somebody got hit by a drone strike, how are they going to get the word out about that? How are they going to spread the word or, you know, share videos or show the outrage of the community if there is even anybody left to complain about it?
Well, I'm just surprised that people who have family in these places, who live in the United States, don't make a bigger stink about it. I guess it's just they feel alienated because then they'd have to point out to all us Westerners that we, you know, I've got family in these countries, and then maybe people would be like, you've got terrorist family? I don't know It must be super upsetting to some people in the United States.
Yeah, but how are they going to make a stink about it? I mean, what? They're not going to get their own Fox News show or CNN or anything like that. I mean, I guess they could go online and post a blog, but
what's the feedback, though? They don't have cell towers there. They don't have internet there.
Yeah.
When you drop a bomb in the middle of the, you know, wasteland or whatever, you know, who's there to report on it? I'm not saying there's not towns or anything like that, but these people don't have the communication ability that we do. Not through any fault of their own, but because the wars just keep on coming. Let's not forget.
Yeah, how do you build infrastructure
during the Olympics in the 1980s, one of the reasons the United States chose not to go in 1980 to go to the Olympics in Russia was because Russia was occupying Afghanistan.
Wow.
Times have simply changed. To some extent, you can hear people who've come from the Soviet Union talking about how things are in the United States, and the more they talk, the more you see that the United States is turning into the USSA.
Hmm. 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. So, yeah, I agree with Mark's assessment. It would be very difficult to get information about these strikes out, number one. So it's hard to imagine that anybody who does have family in some little area of a, you know, low population area of Afghanistan is going to even find out their family has been exterminated. And then what do they do even if they do find out that their family's been exterminated? Call talk radio? I mean, how do you stir up a buzz about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't realize how much they lacked in connectivity to the rest of the world. I feel like the more connected we are, the harder it makes for war to happen.
Yes, exactly right.
That's
right.
One of the saving graces of technology and the internet and things like this.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. It's one of the reasons why government agents tend to hate video cameras, because we can show people what they're really all about. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporite e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits. Fits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue with Glenn Greenwald's return to online exclusive journalism, or I guess he was at Slate before he was at The Guardian. So he's back online only, and he is doing more investigative reporting, this time again on the NSA, releasing new information, partially from Edward Snowden, but also corroborated by individuals who'd actually worked for ISOC, or JSOC, the Joint Special Operations Command. This is the military division that targets drone strikes, among probably other things. But they've been working with the NSA, according to the news story here at firstlook.org/The Intercept, and we're going to continue with that story here in moments. Now, Ali, you were talking during the break with Mark about something that both of you got to sample this weekend, and you're pretty excited about it.
I am. I wish there was more.
It was Sherry's Berries, and you can have more. All you have to do is go to berries.com. That's berries.com, and you can get giant, freshly dipped strawberries that's dipped in chocolate, different types of chocolate. There's white, milk, and dark chocolate. Plus, it's topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You can get those strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings, or double the berries for just $10 more. I don't think you're going to regret doubling the berries in this particular case, because you don't want to be like Allie and only get to try one or two of these things.
Yeah, it's all I've been thinking about, honestly, since I had one.
I sadly ate five of these things in a row. Yeah. I am ashamed. I wanted to try each one of them, and then I decided, oh, I like that one and that one, and I had to eat more. I should have just saved them for you and Ellen. But
yes, you should have.
I'm thoughtful, Mark.
I got to say, I had five of these in a row, and with berries, it's really kind of hit or miss, usually, if you get them at the grocery store. Yeah. It's like one out of four berries taste good, and the other three are kind of sour and firm.
Or they're overripe.
Whatever they are. Yeah. This wasn't the case with the Sherry's berries. Every single one of these was a premium berry. Now, I don't know what system they have for figuring out why a berry is good or not so good, but they must have some kind of system.
They got it down, apparently. Berries.com. Go there. BERRIES.com. Here's how you get the deal. You click the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL. That part, very, very important, so we can get credit for sending them the business.
And you get the deal.
And you get the deal, right. So, again, berries.com. Click the mic in the top right. Type in FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get the offer of the berries, the six berries, at just $19.99. Or, again, you can double the number just for adding in another $10. Again, use code FTL by clicking the mic in the top right at berries.com. This offer ends Thursday, so it's Valentine's Day coming up fast. You can probably still get it delivered for Valentine's Day. You might have to pay a little bit more for shipping in that case because it's getting close. But go to berries.com and get your Valentine's Day shopping done right now.
There's nothing worse than when someone gets you one of those, what do you call it, like box of chocolates. Most of those are gross, honestly. I've never been happy with those.
This is so much better.
Yeah, because I guarantee that each one of those is going to be good, at least for just the berries inside. Even if you don't like the swizzle, you're still going to enjoy it, right? But you bite into one of those box of chocolates things, and if they put that gross cream in there,
I can't stand it. And half the time, you never know what you're going to get. The Forrest Gump was right. You don't know what you're going to get with a box of chocolates.
True.
And a lot of
times, berries, you know you're going to get delicious.
It's always a delicious strawberry inside. There's no surprises there. All right, so again, berries.com. Click the mic. Use code FTL, and thank you for that. All right, let's go back to the news here. Firstlook.org/The Intercept. They're talking about NSA. One of their tactics to target drone strikes with just data, no human interaction, no human like person on the ground to check out the site or anything like that, the NSA geolocates a SIM card or handset of a suspected terrorist's mobile phone, enabling the CIA and U.S. military to conduct night raids and drone strikes to kill or capture the individual in possession of the device. The former JSOC drone operator is adamant the technology has been responsible for taking out terrorists and networks of people facilitating improvised explosive device attacks.
So the F what?
But he also states that innocent people have absolutely been killed as a result of the NSA's increasing
and
reliance.
And that's the question you need to ask yourself as a person who supports a program like this, is how many innocent people is it acceptable for them to blow up to get one terrorist? Because I can tell you their numbers, it isn't how many terrorists do you get per one innocent person. There are multiple innocent people to terrorists that get blown up in these operations. These people are also not been charged with crimes. It might be, you might be able to convince me that there's this one big bad guy out there that you have all this information on, and you've been researching him for months, and then you decide you have him, and you drop a bomb on him and get him. But, you know, the rest of these people haven't had trials. We don't know what they've done or not done.
So you might be saying to yourself, yeah, okay, guys, look, they're targeting suspected terrorists here, or known terrorists, perhaps, in some cases. So they're going after a known terrorist. What's the big deal if they blow up the guy with his cell phone in his pocket? Well, there's a little more to the story. One problem, explains the guy who worked for the drone bombing folks, JSOC, is that targets are increasingly aware of the NSA's reliance on geolocating and have moved to thwart the tactic. Some have as many as 16 different SIM cards associated with their identity within the high-value target system. Others, unaware that their mobile phone is being targeted, lend their phone with SIM card in it to friends, children, spouses, and family members. Because even the people that are so-called terrorists have people in their lives that they care about, sure, and, they spend time with, and if little Johnny, your nephew or whatever, wants to go make a phone call from the marketplace or something, and you let him go with the phone. And
boom.
Then a drone strike comes in targeting your phone. Then, oh, well, there you go. You've just created some new terrorists.
I know, exactly, because if you hear about that story, I mean, this is why people become terrorists, because they're so angry about these kind of instances. I mean, who wouldn't be angry about this? Just try to pretend like you're on the other side of this and you're experiencing it. Yeah, you wouldn't be sympathetic to the United States.
Yeah, what you have to do in this circumstance is you have to tell yourself people in the United States are better than people in the Middle East. That's the only way that your mind can see clear to this stuff. They are stupid sand monkeys. We are Americans. This is God's country, and we are superior. That's the only thing you can do to justify this in your mind, and that is, frankly, an evil position.
Some top Taliban leaders, knowing of the NSA's targeting method, have purposely and randomly distributed SIM cards among their units in order to elude their trackers. They would do things like go to meetings, take all their SIM cards out, put them in a bag, mix them up, and everybody gets a different SIM card when they leave, says the former operator. That's how they confuse us. As a result, even when the agency correctly identifies and targets a SIM card belonging to a terror suspect, the phone may actually be carried by someone else, who's then killed in the strike. According to a former drone operator, the geolocation cells at the NSA that run the tracking program known as GeoCell sometimes facilitate strikes without knowing whether the individual in possession of a tracked phone or SIM card is in fact the intended target of the strike. Once the bomb lands or a night raid happens, you know the phone is there, but we don't know who's behind it, who's holding it. It's, of course, assumed that the phone belongs to a human being who is nefarious and considered an unlawful enemy combatant. And this is where it gets very shady, according to the operator. He also says that he personally participated in drone strikes where the identity of the target was known, but other unknown people nearby were also killed. He says they might have been terrorists, or they could have been family members who've had nothing to do with the target's activities. What's more, he adds, the NSA often locates drone targets by analyzing the activity of a SIM card rather than the actual content of the calls. Based on his experience, he's come to believe the drone program amounts to little more than death by unreliable metadata. People get hung up that there's a targeted list of people, he says. It's really like we're targeting a cell phone. We're not going after people. We're going after their phones in the hopes that the person on the other end of that missile is the bad guy. So they're saying here that in a lot of cases, they're not even listening to the calls. It's just that, oh, well, here's this phone that we believe is part of a terrorist cell network. So therefore, everyone that he calls more than five times in a week, they must also be part of the terrorist cell. So let's just go ahead and target those people, too.
Too long, didn't read, blow them up.
More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. Hopefully he's not calling his mother that often. 855-450-3733. Of course, I just pulled a number out of thin air. Who knows what their reasons are, their rationale for selecting somebody. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything right here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to use that if you have it available. And you do have to send a contact request first, and it will be easy for you to connect with us from that point forward on Skype. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie is here courtesy of her radio show that she does on a weekly basis on Saturday nights live, but also available on her website, alpshow.com. ALP stands for what?
Well, it changes every week. It originally stood for Awesome, Loving, and Positive, which is sort of the temperament of the show that Ellen and I try to keep. And last week we talked about strange social conventions. We try to stick to one topic each week. And we talked about weird things like when to say, in some places you can say ma'am to women. In some places you have to say miss, because ma'am is offensive.
Yep. And being from the South, and you know, we ma'am them from, you know, 2 to 102.
Wait, where is ma'am offensive? I didn't know that.
Up here, you're not supposed to say ma'am up here. It's,
if you say ma'am, people can get offended.
Yeah.
Have you been?
I had no idea.
That?
You don't generally. He doesn't generally.
I don't
say
get
it
out often.
Well, he gets out as much as, if not more than I do.
Yeah, but I'm not in public service job like I was in Florida.
Yeah, I you know, the fact is having spent 9 years in prison, I had to ma'am every woman who was at the place all day. So, I mean, it's really ingrained in my head, whereas I don't think a lot of guys use it anymore. It's sort of an old-timey thing, and I haven't noticed you ma'aming people. But, yeah, it's a problem up here.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things in different cultures. We talked about how shaking hands is different cultures. In some places, you know, if you're a woman, you're not supposed to initiate a handshake. So that's very interesting.
Some places men kiss each other on the lips.
Yeah.
So ALPShow.com, go get more of Allie there. Valentine's Day is coming up very quickly. It's Friday this week, and you can get 100 blooms of love with free glass vase.
I love this one, by the way. It is a beautiful arrangement.
For just $19.99. Now, we were talking about roses last week. Fact is, roses are pretty expensive. I was talking about some of the other deals that you can get at proflowers.com. This is one of them, but it's a special offer that expires Tuesday at midnight. And if you haven't ordered your Valentine's Day flowers by Tuesday at midnight, you really need to consider doing it like right away, because it's going to get harder and harder for you to find a good deal as the week rolls on. Anyway, go to proflowers.com. You won't find a better deal than this. 100 blooms of love. It's 56% off of the retail price, and it's a heck of a deal. Plus, Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. If that's what you want, you can get it with proflowers.com. Here's how you get the deal. You go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in FTL. The microphone is in the top right. You click it, type FTL in, enter that, and you'll get that special offer of the 100 blooms of love for just $19.99. Or you can upgrade to the ultimate 100 blooms of love for just $19.99 more, which includes a premium vase, gourmet chocolates, a teddy bear, and a spa kit. Everything but the kitchen sink on that one. Go to proflowers.com.
A kitchen sink for Valentine's Day is very bad taste.
Click the microphone in the top right, type in FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get that deal. All right, we continue here. Your calls certainly welcome, although right now we're continuing to uncover the story, the very first feature piece over at firstlook.org/The Intercept. This is Glenn Greenwald's new website that is well-funded, and he is now free to report on whatever he wants. It seemed like The Guardian was letting him report on whatever he wants, but now he has nothing holding him back, and it's a truly international internet-based site that he's involved with. You're talking about the NSA that is now targeting, assisting the military in targeting supposed terrorists based on cell phones tracking and SIM card tracking information. So if a suspected terrorist gives his cell phone to his nephew and the nephew goes off running to play with his friends, then there may be a drone strike that'll take out a group of children playing soccer or something like that. And there's actually, this isn't just speculation, there are actually examples of this happening. And Greenwald interviewed a couple of people who'd actually worked for JSOC, which is the Joint Special Operations Command, which is the organization that is involved in the drone strike. So he's talked to them, and there's corroborating information from the Edward Snowden leaks. So it means it's pretty much a guarantee here. This is not inaccurate information. This is well-researched. And guess what old Barack Obama said about drone strikes? Well, here's a convenient quote to flash you back to the National Defense University last May, where President Obama declared that, quote, "Before any strike is taken, there must be near certainty that no civilians will be killed or injured. The highest standard we can set." He added, "By narrowly targeting our action against those who want to kill us and not the people they hide among, we are choosing the course of action least likely to result in the loss of innocent life."
What a psychopath this guy is. This is like one of those people that you see on a day-to-day basis. You think, what a nice guy. And then you find out that he's got like a bunch of kids in his basement, right, that he's, you know, molesting on a daily basis. Like, this guy is just a psychopath. It's only in word that he's a nice guy. Indeed, he just doesn't stand up to his own standards.
Can he really be considered a psychopath if he doesn't do the actual killing himself?
That's a good question to be debated.
Or is then he just a sociopath? Or does it matter? Do you have to kill somebody or physically maim another human to be a psychopath?
That's not part of the definition.
Okay.
It goes along with it, but
I mean, to what degree? I don't know how responsible we can really hold people at the top of the mafia for what the mafia does, or the president for what the government does. Like, how responsible are they? There's a couple degrees of separation between him and what's actually being done. If he's signing off on this stuff,
but he could stop it. He's the executive, the top executive, so he could stop it any time.
Right. I guess, you know, in theory, he does have that power, but I don't know if he's really in charge, you know. Like, I feel like there's a lot of interests that were around before he was there. Mm-hmm. They're still doing the same thing that they were doing before he got in office. and they seem to be the ones in charge. And he supposedly has the power to turn all this around and to end the wars, but I don't really, he doesn't really seem to have a lot of say in what happens.
Well, so, okay, so that sounds like kind of like the conspiracy theory side of things, where the suggestion is, and you may be right, but the suggestion is like, well, there's these puppet masters, and the president is just one of the many puppets, and there's the Bilderberg group or whoever, these
elites.
Well,
I don't even purport to know which groups handle what, but all I'm saying is that the idea that the government has these powers is what we learned in civics class in school. Mm. And we also learned in civics class that there's a balance of powers between the three branches of government.
Checks and balances.
And I learned that all that was BS. So I don't know what it's actually like to be the president of the United States.
There certainly will be political ramifications if Barack Obama puts every troop on foreign soil on the next thing smoking out of that country into the United States, right? There's going to be political ramifications. Those ramifications are going to be large, because here's the secret to it all. The people that pay the politicians are making a killing off of all of that killing. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, at this point,
the military-industrial complex makes a tremendous amount of money, and really the deaths are peripheral. If they could just get the government to say, hey, just blow up all of our bombs in the desert and don't hurt anyone, then that would be fine. But the American people are like, what are you doing? So they have to have a threat. And in order to take care of the threat, they find the people who are going to complain the least, and people will make the noise the least about. So they find people in the fourth world country that can't defend themselves, and they drop bombs on them from way up in the sky, and they don't even know it's coming. And it costs millions and millions of dollars, and those bombs need to be replaced, and they've got a great sort of money churning system there.
Yeah, it does seem like they just have all these extra bullets lying around, and they just need something to do with them. And
well,
the stories
true.
We hear about are just the people that get chosen, because I guess they feel like these are the ones that no one's going to make a big ruckus about being murdered.
Well, plus, you want to talk about the bullets lying around. We know a guy who moved here as part of the Free State Project, who used to be in the Special Forces, I think it was. And every year they would have, I don't know if it was a day or multiple days, it probably was more than one, where they'd have to go out to the range and just fire off thousands upon thousands upon thousands of rounds of ammunition. And the reason why was because if they didn't go through it all, they wouldn't be able to get the same budget the next year to order the same amount of ammunition. So they want to keep the budgets increasing, so they have to spend what it is that they have kind of received in the year, so to speak. So
did you mention getting carpal tunnel from just all that shooting? I bet it's really tough on those guys. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Yeah. That's a lot of rounds to expend.
So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. There's a little bit more to the story here, this in-depth look into the NSA targeting people for drone strikes, just simply based on metadata and phone tracking information, nothing more. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are certainly welcome, and plenty more to come here tonight, including protesters and who want expert politicians. It's Free Talk Live. More play.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red pepper, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, pollen burst, and rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.